Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Thursday, January 27th. The month is almost over. I feel like we recorded the first podcast of the new year like a week ago. I mean, you know, obviously my birthday flew by. NFL playoffs are flying by. There's three games left in the NFL season. It's a little depressing. Hopefully you guys are getting in on the action with our new advertiser. Free money in the gambling space is really, really fun and nice. And I've been giving out tons of winners on this podcast. I don't listen to a lot of other gambling podcasts. Because, yeah, I think I know what I'm doing. I know I'm doing a good job. I know I'm winning money. And I don't want my mind muddled with other guys' picks. Guys or girls, I should say. So I don't really know if the others out there are winning. But you know, if you've been listening, these playoffs have been extremely lucrative. Good opportunity for you guys to clean up. I'll get to the official picks tomorrow. I did tell you, posted on social media, I'm invested in a teaser. 49ers up to 10 and Chiefs down to pick 'em. Who screws that up? I mean, there's a scenario where the Niners get blown out. And, you know, I think the Chiefs are okay, but our guest today, Solomon Wilcots, you guys probably know him, former CBS announcer, former Cincinnati Bengals defensive back. And he makes a decent case for the Bengals here. And you know, well, I disagree. Obviously, I think the Chiefs win, but it's a somewhat compelling argument for the Bengals. Now, he does host a Bengals podcast, so that's kind of his job to wave the pom-pom for Cincinnati. But he's pretty plugged in. Obviously, a huge Joe Burrow guy. Who's not a Joe Burrow guy at this point? I mean, goodness gracious. You know, he makes a comparison of Burrow to Brett Favre that's pretty good. And how, you know, the dirtier Burrow's jersey gets, the better he plays, which... You know, as a quarterback, you don't want the jersey dirty because that means you're taking a pounding and you're probably not going to do great if you're getting hammered by 300-pound linemen all game long. Somehow, Burrow has taking the hits and keeps on ticking. So I think you guys will like this with Solomon Wilcots. I do want to start the pod with a quick... I texted Rob G like last night. Like, Rob, I may do an about face on a take that I've been kind of steadfast on for a while. And he just kind of wrote LOL, which is typical Rob G. So it's not a full-on mea culpa, and I'm not totally bailing on the original take, but you guys know how it goes right now, right? There's a ton of information out there. You got to sift through the haystack to find the needle, the gem that's going to give you something great. And when you're presented with new information, hell yeah, you should change your mind on anything. Sports, movies, politics, TV, all that, everything. Anytime you get new, you can't just be hard-headed. And I've been young and dumb and really idiotic back in the day. Kind of sort of on, still like that on some things. But I'm working on it, work in progress. And I was talking to somebody smart on Wednesday about the NFL because he heard the podcast with Dante Whitner. And he's like, Jay, you know, I heard Whitner caping up for Jimmy G. I'm telling you now, like, Jimmy G's not coming back there. And this is someone who's been pretty plugged in. I did talk to this person about Jim Harbaugh. We were a little early on that. I go to this person from time to time. It's one of those sources where you can't continue to work them like on a daily or a weekly because they're just going to be like, why are you always hitting me up? You got to go to them with some information. If you guys have seen the great movie Michael Douglas back in the day, a young Charlie Sheen, you've got to bring something to the table if you want information. And so anytime I get something, I go to my guy and, you know, hopefully he can give me something. And he said, you know, I don't know if a lot of people would like this analogy, but think for a moment about another 49er great who led the Niners to greatness, was the face of the franchise. This person won 4 Super Bowls. And guess what? They moved on from him. Because they knew, hey, this guy's really good. He's aging a little bit. And yes, Joe Montana had the injury. But Steve Young's skill set was totally different than Montana's, the traditional drop-back passer. Young, very mobile. One of the most mobile quarterbacks in NFL history. Now, obviously, with guys like, what's his name? I'm spacing on it. He's been running up, not Mahomes, but Josh Allen. With guys, when you watch Josh Allen and Mahomes, like, that's a turbocharged Steve Young. I mean, there was not a lot of running quarterbacks back in the late 80s, early 90s. Randall Cunningham, a handful of guys. But the Montana saga is interesting when comparing it to Jimmy G and Trey Lance. Obviously, Jimmy G has not won 4 Super Bowls, but he's the face of that franchise. If he's not, tell me who is. You could argue in the last couple weeks it's been Deebo Samuel. Fine. I could guarantee you Deebo Samuel could walk through a grocery store right now in San Fran. A lot of people don't know who he is. Jimmy G is the guy who's in front of the microphones, win or lose. Came over from the Patriots to be the franchise guy. Got over $100 million. Like, everybody knows Jimmy G. He may not be the best player on the team, but he's the face of the franchise. And yes, he did go to a Super Bowl. No, he did not win. But my guy made a compelling argument. Like, listen, Montana, like, they could see, okay, you know, he's starting to get a little older. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, Montana still had another first team all pro when he was 33 years old, even though you could start to see Young is the backup waiting in the wings. This Montana Young thing, by the way, dragged on from, looking at the stats and reading some old articles last night, 1988 to basically 1993. Like 5 years. Now, this Jimmy G thing's been going on for 11 months, right? Even less. They drafted They drafted Trey Lance, and it's been Jimmy G or Lance since then, right? And the gold scenario, which I outlined early, in which I wanted the 49ers to get to the Super Bowl, I bet on them, was, man, I would love for Jimmy Garoppolo to get to the Super Bowl, because what the hell are the Niners going to do? And I'm not a believer in Trey Lance, at least not yet. But my guy made a compelling argument. Like, Steve Young brought a different dimension to the Niners. And the Niners were going through that tough phase where, you know, Roger Craig was aging out. And it was just like a, a transition process where you want to kind of rebuild on the fly like the Steelers are trying to do, although the Steelers haven't won a Super Bowl in a while. The Niners were winning Super Bowls. Montana won against Cincinnati in 88, right? He won the next year in 1989. Even when this Montana young stuff was percolating, Montana, they go 14-2, and these were the playoff scores of their games. 41-13, 30-3. And they won the Super Bowl over Denver in a bloodbath, 55-10. So at this time, they're still talking about moving on from Montana when they're just absolutely destroying teams. So what happened in 90? Obviously, you guys, anybody who's, let's say, over 35, will remember the Montana Giants game, NFC Championship, and Montana drops back to pass and late in the game and kind of steps up in the pocket on the outside of the, well, right outside the pocket, but he sidesteps the defender and then gets absolutely leveled. I think it was Leonard Marshall who just like looked like he broke the guy's back. Montana knocked out of the game. Niners lose 15-13. That was a Giants team, did not score a touchdown and won the game. And it spilled over to the next season because Montana needs elbow surgery in the preseason. And boom, it's Steve Young's turn. But guess what? Young gets hurt too. There was another guy. Good trivia. I would not have gotten it, but does anybody know the name Steve Bono? Remember him? They liked him a lot. And was he a system guy? Was he a talented quarterback? Probably a system guy. And they missed the playoffs the year Montana's out. So Montana wins two Super Bowls, his third and fourth. And then he gets injured, and then he misses the entire season. And it's like, well, what do we do? Do we bring back Montana? Do we go to Steve Young? And it was Steve Young. That's when they decided we're gonna go with Young. And it was just a bit of a wacky ordeal because, you know, Montana was older. But this guy won four Super Bowls with the franchise. And the 1 year he's out fully, they missed the playoffs. And yes, there were other factors at play. But what happens when Steve Young takes over? Oh, look, they go NFC Championship, lose to Dallas. NFC Championship, lose to Dallas again. And then win the Super Bowl. Remember those great 49ers-Cowboys games. Like, there was a scenario where you can lose the face of the franchise, still kind of resemble that Super Bowl-winning team and organization, and add a new dimension to your offense with a different style of quarterback. That's a needle that's tough to thread. And the 49ers are going to, it sounds like, going to try to do that with Trey Lance. Now, I'm not a huge fan, but I'm not inside the building. And Kyle Shanahan knows what works in his system better than anyone. You know, I mean, he made Matt Ryan a superstar. Matt Ryan won an MVP. He made Nick Mullins some good money, and Nick Mullins was a backup. I fell for that one. And now he's got Jimmy G going to two Super Bowls. If Trey Lance is as good as advertised, what's the limit for the Niners? Not to mention the huge trade chip you have in Jimmy G. I mean, teams are desperate. If we assume that the Pittsburgh Steelers don't have a game plan to make a move on Aaron Rodgers, can't you just say, hey, we'll trade you for Jimmy G? And I don't know, you know, could you ask for Minkah Fitzpatrick if you're the Niners? Is Pittsburgh doing that? I mean, Pittsburgh has some issues in the secondary. Joe Hayden's old. But they have a lot of talent on offense. They need a quarterback. And frankly, you know, I would be very curious if the Steelers got him. Remember, 49ers now would have a quarterback on a rookie contract and a team that just went to the Super Bowl. I mean, Kyle Shanahan is sitting extremely pretty. If he can get anything for Jimmy G, especially an all-pro potential guy like Minkah Fitzpatrick on the back end of the secondary. So, you know, I'm not totally saying trade Jimmy G, obviously, but talking to my guy opened my eyes as to why it makes some sense. And looking closer at this Montana Steve Young, yes, I know Montana had the elbow injury, and yes, Montana was 34, but it was 49ers. It was face of the franchise. It was a quarterback who was traditional drop back versus a more mobile quarterback who adds a new dimension to the offense. There are some similarities there, guys. And listen, I'm obviously pulling for the Rams this weekend. Sorry, especially to the 49ers homies. I got some some buddies who are big Niners fans. It's a tough one. You know, it's going to be a great game. It sounds like the SoFi will be a lot of Rams fans because Rams are trying to prevent people from selling their tickets. Tickets are, I mean, even like the worst seats in the stadium are like $600-$700 a pop. And anything good, it looks like $1,500 and up. So obviously that's nothing for Bay Area money. You know, the Silicon Valley guys, they're coming down in droves. But I'm rooting for the Rams. I want the line to move. We'll talk more about the gambling aspect tomorrow. But without further ado, let's get to our guest today, Solomon Wilcots.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
Okay, let's welcome into Straight Fire a former Cincinnati Bengal. You know, we've been giving a lot of shine to the Rams, the Niners, the Chiefs. We got to give some love to the Bengals. So we're bringing in Solomon Wilcots, the legendary Cincinnati Bengals safety. Can I call you a legend, Solomon? I mean, I know you as an announcer.
Oh, man.
You know, obviously, CBS back in the day. Now you have the Believe in Bengals podcast. Can I call you a legend?
Well, I'll accept it, Jason. It just makes us a little bit more older than we would like to be. But you know what? Whenever you get blessed with years, man, you got to go ahead and take it.
Right? Yeah. Well, I saw you were an 8th round pick of the Bengals. And I'm like, wait, the draft? When did they stop doing the extra rounds? They stopped at 7. So you were out of Colorado in the 80s, and the first team you were with was the Bengals. Mm-hmm. You know, they've had a pretty good run. And then I think this run to the AFC Championship is probably the most shocking since the Jaguars a few years back. You remember that one?
Wow.
Who was that quarterback? He might be out of the league now.
That was Mark Brunell, was it?
No. They had they were leading the Patriots by 10. And then they
that
choked.
Was a few years. That was
Jalen Ramsey.
That was
Fournette.
Bortles.
Bortles. Thank you. Blake Bortles. My God.
Bortles,
so that was unlikely.
Right.
Solomon, let's keep it real here. Mm-hmm. Did you think there was any chance this was a Bengals team at the beginning of the season that would be in the AFC Championship?
No. I mean, let's face it. If they could have just even somehow made it as a wild card team, I think we would have been shocked, you know. But Joe Burrow was adamant. I remember talking with him during a training camp. He was the one talking about what the goals were, and that was to go to the playoffs and win a division title. And everyone's kind of looking like, you know, but you dare not doubt Joe Burrow after watching what he did at LSU when he was in college. We all know him to be sort of a guy that's beyond his years with maturity, with his poise, with his leadership. And I think at that point, everyone was like, okay, here's a guy that's coming off an injury. He could barely even walk, barely stand up. How is he going to lead him to all of those promises? But he's fulfilled those promises and then some.
Yeah, I think Burrow's story remains incredible. People forget 4 years ago, mm-hmm. he was what, like the starting quarterback at LSU because he couldn't win over Urban Meyer in Ohio State. And I think he honestly, Solomon, had like 15 touchdown passes or like 14, some low number. And he was not even projected as like an early round draft pick at all.
No.
And then Joe Brady shows up. Burrow puts up a million stats. Next thing you know, he's this, top pick in the draft. And mm-hmm. I'm still stunned by this meteoric rise. Like, seldom do we see this in the league, right? People identify quarterbacks at an early age. This has been meteoric.
It has been meteoric. And, you know, growing up in northeastern Ohio and in the shadows of Athens, Ohio, just a little outpost, right, on the border of Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, where great ball players have come from, by the way. His father was a coach. He was Mr. Football in the state of Ohio. And then going to Ohio State, as you said, wasn't good enough to play in his 3 years there for Urban Meyer, who chose Dwayne Haskins, right, to play over him. And then he transfers to LSU through this thing called the transfer portal. and next thing you know, even after his first year there, his junior season, no one thought as much of him. He wasn't projected to be this big time draft pick. And then he explodes in 2019. And every week you saw as the competition was stiffer in the SEC, he got better. And he ended up running the table. He ran right through that conference, right through some of the best teams that we've ever seen in college football, and captured our imagination. I think when he won the Heisman Trophy and the speech that he gave, he kind of won us over because humble beginnings, but you could see this guy had some fire in him that really spelled of great leadership. And I think that's what we've seen so far since his arrival becoming the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, last week sacked 9 times, just kept getting knocked down. You just wait for it to finally be broken. Because remember, he was hurt against Washington last year on a sack.
That's right.
And you just, you know, you start to worry about this guy getting hit a lot. Even during the refs blew 2 plays dead against the Titans last week, and he was still sacked on those plays.
That's right.
I mean, Solomon, right. What's the vibe around Cincinnati, around Burrow? Is it like this could be the greatest quarterback in franchise history? I mean, it's only 2 years, but the guy's just awesome.
Since he's arrived, the murmuring in every tavern house, in every bar, every coffee shop has been, I hope we can protect him. I mean, but people know that this guy is special. There's just no doubt about it. We haven't been able to protect him. And, you know, that's why the fuss coming into 2021 was, what do you do with that top five pick? Do you take a tackle or do you take the receiver? And everyone's like, you got to take the offensive lineman. A receiver can't protect the quarterback. And, you know, and I remember talking with Anthony Munoz, who's a Hall of Fame offensive tackle, played as a teammate of mine here with the Cincinnati Bengals, played for some great teams at USC, played with great players like Ronnie Lott, Marcus Allen. Yeah. These guys are Hall of Famers and all played college ball together. So even he said, look, we got to go ahead and take the tackle. You can't play around. This guy's too good. Can't allow him to continue to get hit. But even we didn't quibble when they drafted Ja'Marr Chase, because we knew Ja'Marr Chase was going to be phenomenal. No one had even expected him to be as and have as rich of a rookie campaign as he had, but you knew he was special. But yet and still, we wanted the offensive tackle. And now we sit here, even right now, with all of what Burrow has accomplished, we want an offensive tackle because you've got to protect this guy.
Hearing you talk about the draft, it just dawned on me, like, this Bengals offense has been primarily through the draft, right? Joe Mixon, I think, was drafted. T. Higgins, Boyd, Chase, Burrow. But the defense was essentially bought in the offseason. I wonder, are the Bengals, is this like a new model? Hey, draft offense and just buy defense? It seems to be working for Cincy.
The Bengals, I think, would prefer to build on both sides of the ball through the draft. Remember, their stars when Burrow first arrived were on the defense. It was Geno Atkins. It was Carlos Dunlap.
Right.
These guys were perennial Pro Bowlers. And it happens that they aged out very quickly when Burrow arrived. And I think, you know, they wanted to go out and they wanted to replace him. Remember, Jesse Bates is through the draft. They buy Von Bell. But they, you know, they knew they had to get better defensively in terms of getting a pass rush. They knew they had to add to their secondary through free agency, where they had already signed Trey Waynes a year before, and he hadn't played much because he's been injured. You know, Jermaine Pratt, they were able to draft him. Luke Wilson. So the linebackers came through the draft, but they knew they had to go out and do something rather quickly on the defensive side of the ball. And they went out, listen, Trey Hendrickson, what they did in terms of signing him and being able to sign some other guys on the defense, Shadobia Woozy. They've really hit big time in bringing in some really critical help on the defensive side.
I want to go, you know, this Chiefs matchup, you start to dig into it. And I don't want to read too much into the earlier meeting. By the way, were you at the Chiefs-Bengals earlier game?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I was watching that game faithfully.
Okay, I do have to say, I think it was 28-17 at the half, maybe.
Yeah,
it felt like the Chiefs dominated, right?
Oh yeah, they were up by 14. I think it was 21-7 at halftime.
Okay,
and they were, but the Bengals were down by 14 points three different times: 14-0, then 21-7, then 28-14, and they just kept coming back, and the Bengals have. They've done this all throughout the season. They've been a really good second half team. They've made adjustments. And so Patrick Mahomes was carving them up in the first half, but didn't get much of anything in the second half. Yeah. So they not only adjusted on the offensive side, they adjusted defensively as well.
Yeah, I want to focus on the defense because I just looked at the box score. 3 points for Mahomes in the second half.
Exactly.
I mean, that's obscene. Now, I don't know what the hell they were doing. I don't know if it was pressure, the secondary, but this seems like a team that, with Hendrickson, doesn't really need to blitz a lot, and they can drop back in the zone, right?
Yeah, because of Trey Hendrickson and Sam Hubbard, too, on the opposite side.
Well, yeah.
Both of them are really good pass rushers. They're effort and energy guys, right? Now, listen, we're without Larry Ogunjobi. He was another signing in the offseason as a free agent. He has been phenomenal, along with DJ Reader, who they signed a year ago in free agency. When they traded Billy Price, their one-time first-round pick at the center position, traded him to New York, B.J. Hill came in, and he's been really good in that rotation in terms of the interior part of the defense. So with those players, yeah, they didn't have to blitz. They could get pressure with four. They could shut down the run game with only seven in the box and not have to contribute another eighth defender into the box. So I think the loss of Larry Ogunjobi has forced them to do things a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And I think they were very fortunate to come out of Nashville with a win without having Ogunjobi on the field.
I mean, it helped that Ryan Tannehill kind of vomited all over himself there with the interceptions. But I don't want to be that guy, Solomon. And I know when you preface it by saying, I don't want to be that guy, you are being that guy.
I did not have
money on the Chiefs-Bengals game the earlier meeting. But some of the refereeing left a lot to be desired. Andy Reid, who's not really a complainer about that, was bitching and moaning for most of the second half. I saw that 6 first downs for the Bengals via penalty. And KC was whistled for 10 flags. I think there was a kick return touchdown that was called back on a questionable hold. I've just got to ask your thoughts on the refereeing in that game. And as a former player, you don't want to blame the refs, but ..
So here's what I will tell you. If you go back and even look at on the critical down, the holding, it was a pass interference holding on the defensive back against Tyler Boyd. He held him. He had him beat. Listen, if you think Gabriel Davis had an excellent game against the Chiefs defense in the divisional round, go back and look at what Ja'Marr Chase did to him in week 17. They couldn't cover him. Not only could they not cover him, and you got to understand, once they start to try to double on Ja'Marr Chase, they couldn't cover T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd because they wanted to single cover those guys, and they couldn't cover them. The Chiefs have liability on the back end, particularly now without Tyrann Mathieu. If he's not able to play in this championship game, and I knew it once he left the game against Buffalo, I felt like they were vulnerable. Listen, they've been vulnerable all year. Remember, they were playing Dan Sorensen on the back end. He's not that guy. He's a guy that should be playing in the box, closer to the line of scrimmage. I like Dan Sorensen, but he's a liability in space. Juan Thornhill hasn't fully recovered from his knee injury. He's given up big plays. We saw that again against Buffalo. And remember, in that game, Joe Burrow had over 400 yards passing in the game. And Ja'Marr Chase, not just like what Gabriel Davis did, he had 266 yards receiving in that game against the secondary. So, listen, I know the penalty showed one thing, but there were even more explosive plays had in that game where there were no penalties flagged on the ground. I think it's going to be the same way. I think this is going to be a shootout. And Andy Reid knows that he's got to get his offense off to a fast start if he's going to help his defense at all against Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You mentioned high scoring. So this total on the game, I don't know how big of a gambler you are, opened at about 50.5.
Oh, yeah.
It's currently at 54.5.
Yeah, so, I was going to say
I think
move.
It's just going to be a shootout.
Yeah, I think it's going to move. Let the weather be somewhat decent, right? Because
I haven't looked. How is it? Yeah. How's it going to be?
I think it's somewhere in the 30s.
Oh, that's not bad.
And that's not too bad. It depends. It could move a little bit. But yeah, I think that number could go even north. I think the over here could be 55. And listen, I'm understanding that if you're the NFL, you're probably wanting a repeat of that 2018 game between the Chiefs and the Rams, right? You probably want to remember that Monday night game against the Chiefs and Rams. It was 2018. That was one of the greatest games I'd ever seen offensively. Yeah. Okay, and even defenses scored in that game. If you don't recall, like the Rams defense.
Oh, was there a pick six?
Oh yeah, had the pick six. It was one of the great games, and I'm sure the NFL would love to see the Chiefs and Rams in the Super Bowl again because you're going to see a lot of video replay of that game back in 2018. But listen, I think the Bengals can match the firepower of the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think Joe Burrow can match the firepower of Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford and the LA Rams.
All right, you brought up the coaches. I I've kind of been hard on this guy. I personally thought he would be fired earlier in the season. I think he was the number two most likely coach to get fired, according to the gambling lines. But Zach Taylor, he's going up against Andy Reid. Andy Reid, one of the probably top 10 coaches in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to your thoughts on the coaching matchup here.
I'm glad you asked that, Jason.
I mean, I had to be nice about it. I'm not killing Zach Taylor. He's in the AFC title game. I can't kill the guy.
Let me share something with you. Pay attention now. I want you to do me a favor. Go back and watch the first half and then watch the adjustments that Zach Taylor did in the second half of the Kansas City game. In fact, go back earlier and go watch a game in Denver. Late in the game, and you know that Broncos defense is really good defense. Good on the front end, good on the back end, good coverage unit, right? And watch the play he designed on a big third down play to Tyler Boyd to get him open. It was a beautifully designed play to bring Tyler Boyd clear, get the motion of the defense going one way, bring him clearly back across, and then have him turn up and hit him on a crossing route that he bent up, didn't bring it all the way back, and then bent it up at the seam, broke the game wide open, designed by Zach Taylor. Go to week 17 against the Chiefs in the final minutes. He did something that the Buffalo Bills did not do in the divisional round game. He understood that while the score was 31 apiece, not only did he dial up a beautiful play on third and 27, and Burrow connects with Ja'Marr Chase on a 30-yard catch just beyond the first down marker.
Hold on. Let me ask, was that Zach Taylor dialing it up, or was that the Chiefs and Spagnuolo just being a moron and blitzing on third and 30.
Call it what you want. Somebody's got to design a play to run.
Yes.
And right. Somebody's got to design a play to run against what they were bringing, right? That was Zach Tate. But what I'm really getting at is in that final sequence, after they got the first down, they're pretty much in field goal range. There was a time in there where the Chiefs were trying to allow Joe Mixon to score. He wouldn't. He ran right down to the 2-yard line and laid down it. But that was Zach Taylor preparing his team. Don't score here. We're not giving the ball back to Patrick Mahomes. And we kicked the field goal with zero time left on the clock. It was beautiful in terms of what he did. Not only did they go down and win the game, they won it in a way where they knew you don't give that ball back to Patrick Mahomes. Someone should have told Sean McDermott that last week. Zach Taylor knew that in week 17. So that's outsmarting Andy Reid. I've always said the only way to stop Patrick Mahomes is to keep him standing on the sideline next to Andy Reid. And that's what Zach Taylor did week 17.
By that logic, though, is to keep him on the sideline. Does that mean we'll probably see some sort of run-heavy attack as opposed to chuck and duck, with Chase and Higgins and Boyd?
No, it's only to be meant to be used in critical moments. You do that, what, final minutes of the first half? Final minutes of the second half? You don't have to give him an extra possession. So you don't look to use that strategy the entire game. You still play to the strengths of your offense, but there are going to be critical moments in the game where you clearly can see, keep this guy off the field. You don't have to slow down what you do. I mean, listen, if going up tempo works against their defense, you're going to do that. But there might be a time where you say, okay, I got 4 minutes left on the clock at the end of the first half. I can score in 2 minutes against these guys because they can't cover Ja'Marr Chase. But no, I'm going to use the whole 4 minutes and still get the points. What if you do that, that's not wrong. In fact, I think it's the right thing to do because you want to also simultaneously keep the ball out of the hands of Patrick Mahomes, because going down and scoring and giving him the final 2 minutes at the end of the half or end of the game does you no good.
Yeah. I am curious. This is the fourth straight AFC title game for the Chiefs. And a lot of people are saying this is officially a dynasty. You've been around a little longer than I have in the league, covering the league. Could we call this a dynasty or no? They only have one Super Bowl.
No, I think they've got some dynastic traits about them, obviously.
Okay.
The quarterback, and listen, look at Tyreek Hill, and look at Kelce. These guys are putting up Hall of Fame. Kelce's already put up Hall of Fame numbers. Mm-hmm. I mean, what you're seeing from Patrick Mahomes, you're seeing him perform at an elite level early in his career. Okay, this is the Tom Brady, the midway portion of his career. Took Peyton Manning maybe a few years before it was lock him in to the AFC title game, right? So this guy is trending because he's got that great of a coach. And the fact that they've won 6 straight divisional crowns in the AFC West, 6 in a row. So they were winning this even before Patrick Mahomes got there. And then once he got them there, then he elevated them to become a consecutive participant in the AFC title game, 4 in a row now. So, but they got it. They want to close it out. They want to win it all. There's no doubt about it. They've been to 2 straight Super Bowls. And if they win on Sunday, that'd be 3 in a row. So, you like to see them finish it, because that would validate that it's a dynasty by winning the championship.
I'll close out with this one. We talked about Burrow earlier. This is the first time in 12 years that Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers is not in a conference championship game. And I'm just, Brady is 44. Aaron Rodgers is approaching 40 and ornery. Solomon, is this officially the changing of the guard? We got Burrow. We got Stafford finally here. Obviously, Mahomes is here to stay. I don't know what your thoughts are on Jimmy G, but it feels like that era is over with Peyton Manning gone, Brady talking retirement. I don't think he's going to retire, and Rodgers near the end. Do you think we're at the changing of the guard at the quarterback position?
First of all, there's no doubt about that. And the reason why Jimmy G is in the postseason is because he plays for one of the great coaches in our league. So I think we also have a changing of the guard when it comes to coaching. And you got to put Kyle Shanahan in that category. I know he's still a little young to be mentioning him with Belichick and and Andy Reid, because I look at those two guys as a separate tier, right? Now, I'll tell you the other guy who was on their tier, right there with them, and maybe even a little ahead of Andy Reid at the time, and that was Mike Shanahan. Mike Shanahan could coach. That guy could beat Belichick. I watched him. I called many of those games. He was one of the great play callers, and he's helped build the system and build an atmosphere there with John Lynch and pairing him with his son, Kyle Shanahan, where they're able to leverage other elements of the team and play a complementary style that's going to lift the quarterback. And that's why if they go out and get a little bit better than Jimmy G, the 49ers are going to be there for years to come. Because if they can get there with Jimmy G, I know they can get there with whoever the next iteration of their quarterback is going to be. But no doubt, you look at a Josh Allen, you look at a Patrick Mahomes, you look at a Joe Burrow, look at a Justin Herbert, right? And listen, I give Matthew Stafford credit because he knew he needed to get out of Detroit, team up with a great coach like Sean McVay, playing that system. But there's no doubt we see a young crop of quarterbacks that are coming up who are more mobile. They threaten the defense in a lot of different ways and can lace the ball with some of the best of them. They could throw it as well as Brady and Aaron Rodgers, but their mobility makes them, I think, not just a double, but a triple threat as an offensive weapon.
And Justin Herbert, he's knocking on the door. I love that guy. Justin Herbert, absolutely. Obviously, he'll be in that group. All right, Solomon, you want to go ahead and offer a pick, or do you not do the pick?
How can I not take my Cincinnati Bengals?
To win outright?
No, well, yeah, I'm going to take them to win outright.
But oh, my.
I don't – because guess what? I live in Cincinnati. And what if they end up winning and I don't pick them?
You don't pick them. I mean, come on. That would hurt.
I wonder, what kind of guy am I, right? And I do believe in Joe Burrow. In fact, I tell you, everybody in this league believes in Joe Burrow, even the other quarterbacks. Nice. I watched Aaron Rodgers earlier this season run across the field to talk to Joe Burrow and tell him, hey, man, you're too good to be running around. You need to get down, man. You protect yourself a little bit. Like
he does take some hits.
He takes, man. But he's like a Brett Favre. This guy, the more he gets his jersey dirty, the better he gets. He's a different kind of competitor at the quarterback position. Much like Brett Ben Roethlisberger used to be, a Brett Favre was that way. And I tried to explain to Shady McCoy when we're doing our morning show on Sirius XM NFL Radio. That's what puts him, I think, a cut above Justin Herbert. As much as I love Herbert and his arm talent and all those things, Joe Burrow don't quit, man. The more you hit him, the better he gets. You saw that. What guy gets sacked 9 times and still complete over 70% of his passes?
I wonder if there's something to he was never given anything. I know you said he was Mr. Quarterback and Mr. Football in the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
But like, to sit for 3 years at Ohio State, you know, that's gotta test your fortitude. Like, am I built for this? So do I have a future in this, you know?
You know who that reminds you of? Talk about quarterbacks who was never given anything. And they weren't the first overall Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Seventh on the depth chart.
Aaron Rodgers had to go to a junior college.
Right.
Nobody wanted him. Even left him sitting in the chair on draft day, sweating it out. And these guys had to earn it. Now, I'm just telling you, I've spent time with them both. They have that chip on their shoulder. They had to earn it. And therefore, they worked as hard as anyone to achieve. And leadership means a lot to them. And so Joe Burrow is cut from the same cloth.
Nice. All right, Solomon Wilcott's Bengals podcast. Good luck to your Bengals. Maybe I'll see you out here for the Super Bowl in a couple weeks, Solomon.
Right.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it's the Believe in Bingo podcast. You can find it on the Believe Network, the Believe Podcast Network. That's where you can find it, or wherever you find your podcast. Oh, yeah. But check it out, my man, Adam Pac-Man Jones. He joins me every single week, and we have a lot of fun talking about Cincinnati
Pac-Man
Bengals.
Jones.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Check him out, Jason.
I'm afraid to ask about Pac-Man Jones.
He's cool. You'll like him. Trust me.
I'm sure I would like him.
Hey, he keeps it real, Jason. I'm telling you.
I bet he does. Maybe too real sometimes. All right, Solomon. Thanks, man.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.